With the wild pace of this story, we have been wondering what people outside of Washington think about it all.
So we'll be hearing from people around the country throughout the program. First, we head to York, Pennsylvania. We heard from folks this morning.
Like Candy Latsis, who is working at a small business downtown.
As a woman of color and I have a child with special needs, I can't with this government right now.
She says President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president brings up a lot of questions for her.
Why is he having someone investigate his rival? It's supposed to be a fair race. And it's similar to what we say that he might have done in the first election.
As for whether or not she supports impeachment?
Absolutely. I do. Impeach him soon.
David Deanno had just gotten off his overnight shift at McDonald's. He was drinking coffee and scrolling Facebook, catching up on the news on his phone.
The way I see it is I think the Democrats are trying to get a professional businessman out of office. I think he's doing a good job. He's building that wall. We're trying to keep illegal immigrants out and try to stop the terrorists from coming back to the U.S. And I'm for that, but I don't want to see anything happen to him.
Just down the street, Tony Orr was busy at the barbershop he owns.
The American people got to get him out of there because he's no good. He's no good at all.
He says he worries about the effect President Trump is having on America's global reputation.
And impeachment, I'm for. Get him up out of there, man. He's embarrassing to our country. He's a big embarrassment. Them other countries just laughing at us, man. They probably said, man, look, they got an idiot as a president.
But artist Todd Becker's ready to tune it all out.
Well, I part of the time I got kind of tired of hearing about the whole thing. You know, I mean, they've been after Democrats been after him for how long now, trying to get rid of him. You know, so I personally could really care less.
Becker says he thinks there are other things we should be focusing on, like climate change.
It's just like we're just wasting taxpayer dollars when there's a lot more serious problems when it comes to global warming and all that kind of thing.
Thanks to member station reporter Brett Schultes for that tape.